proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you with another radio Bible broadcast. In our series about the names of God, we turn our attention to the name El Roy. The term Roy came from the Hebrew verb ra'ah, which meant to see. In the Hebrew language, the concept of seeing carried additional connotations, similar to those found with the English equivalent of that word. In the 40th chapter of Isaiah, for example, God declared that, quote, "The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together," unquote. The term ra'ah translates see, referring to something not only in the literal sense of the word, but that those alive at that time will be experiencing the glory of God. Put another way, when God revealed his glory fully in the future, the inhabitants of the earth would not only perceive it, but they would understand its import. The name El Ra appeared only once in the Old Testament. It occurred in the 16th chapter of Genesis with regard to Hagar's experiences in the wilderness. A quick review of that particular story. Hagar was Sarah's handmaid. She fled from Egypt because Sarah had mistreated her. The angel of the Lord appeared unto Hagar, telling her that God would bless her then unborn son, Ishmael. The angel of the Lord instructed Hagar to return to Sarah and submit to her. In commemoration of this occasion, Hagar referred to God as El Roy, the God who sees. God saw Hagar's plight, not just in the physical sense of the word, but he perceived the cause of her suffering and showed himself capable and more than capable of meeting her needs. Commentators have disputed over the significance of that ascription, El Roy. Hagar was a part of Abraham and Sarah's household. Though herself pagan, she must have learned about the attributes of the God whom they worshipped. Hagar would have known that God was omnipresent, that is to say, everywhere, at once. Why would she use the name El Roy, "Thou God seest me," use it only on that specific occasion with connection to her plight? We need to remember that Hagar came from Egypt. Thus she spent much of her life in a culture that worshipped a multitude of deities. No biblical evidence suggests that could prove that Hagar herself ever believed in the one true God, the God of Abraham, much less communed with God in prayer. Nonetheless, she recognized the identity of her visitor. She recognized and acknowledged the angel of the Lord as God. That angel of the Lord, specifically the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ, appeared to Hagar in the hour of her need, gave her direction, and promised to bless her and her son Ishmael. Though Hagar might have never called upon the true God for aid, he was aware of her situation and confronted her in her time of need. To Hagar, this might have demonstrated that the true God, unlike the gods of her Egyptian youth, the true God was indeed a very present help in trouble. By alluding to him as El Roy, Hagar acknowledged not only that God knew her, not only that God knew about her plight, but God had a concern for her well-being and oversaw what took place. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.